Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Ruben all week with you.
Happy days. That's our goal, is to make every Saturday your happy day. Rosie on the House, your happy place. And the whole team here at Rosie on the House, your best friend. We all work hard during the program and all week long trying to answer any and all questions you, the Arizona homeowners, might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we've been doing it for 30 years. And many of the questions and the answers you can find already on our website at rosieonthehouse.com. Let's go down to Bill, calling from Tucson. Sounds like he's got a little project he'd like to try and tackle. Let's see if we can help him. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Rosie. First, I want to thank you and your team. Over the years, you've given me so much good advice and good recommendations. I've saved thousands of dollars from and had great work done by all the people that you recommend. So I want to thank you again.
Gosh, Bill, thanks a million. We really do try hard. We really do.
So I have a 3-bedroom house that I and the previous owner built a beautiful permitted Arizona room on the back. And what I want to do is I've already blocked off the two entrances from the house into the Arizona room, fixing them up real nice, put nice walls in. And I'm going to, I want to move my mother-in-law back there. I need to add a bathroom onto the end.
Okay.
And, Tucson is right in the midst of, changing their, zoning laws. So to permit, people to put in casitas.
Okay.
Onto their house, so I can actually put in a full kitchen.
Okay.
But I've remodeled 4 houses myself, my own houses, but I've lost my draftsman. I guess he passed away since the last time I've used him, and so I don't know anybody in Tucson or any really how to go about finding somebody that could come out and look at my project and draw me up some plans that I can take down to the city and have them get it.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, the most important thing you said in all of that was the work done to date has all been by permit. That's going to save you so much grief. It's unbelievable. Listen, I've got a Rosie certified partner in Tucson. His name is Chauncey Meyer. He's an architect. Really does some beautiful work. And he's been down there a long time. I don't know that, I know if you call him and talk to him, y'all will be able to reach an agreement on whether he is or has the time to tackle this or not. But if he doesn't, he may have a recommendation or two for you. Chauncey has done some beautiful custom homework, the beautiful, shrine that he did up at Winter Haven. It's just absolutely beautiful. Chauncey's phone number is 314-5272. And he's right there on North Swan Road. So, Bill, give Chauncey a call. Let him know you and I talked. There's several different ways you can go about it, but having lost the designer, the draftsman you had been using, they're hard to find. They really are, and they're getting harder to find, like everything else. So start with a call to Chauncey. He's just a great guy, and he does do beautiful architecture.
And having things permitted is so wonderful. Like you said, my first thought was, well, you know, a lot of those rooms aren't put on very well, so you have to start over. But having good bones and good permitting will save him hours.
Makes a big difference. And I have heard from more than one that Tucson is opening up this opportunity for casitas and mother-in-law suites on your property that do allow. And Tucson's not the only one. Other cities, too. They don't want a second kitchen in a separate building on that house because they don't want you creating rental property in residential neighborhoods. But reality is what it is. And there are a lot of multi-generational families right now that are using casita, mother-in-law suite, with, if not secondary full kitchens, secondary three-quarter kitchens. So I think that's just a very real thing that the cities have to learn to cope with. Then they got to cope with short-term rentals, vacation rentals. It's a battle both ways. Oh, man.
And people are doing the VRBO thing with their main residents. So they really, that's another way that people are busting that. But so I think if you have a family and you want to be able to put them there, it'd be great if they'd change some of those codes.
We're talking water heaters today. And I was talking y'all through in the first segment, just the traditional upright gas or electric water heater, the fact that it generates the heat to get all that water hot, keeps it hot constantly all day long, whether you need it or not. It's not a very efficient way to do it. Then when you want the water at the point in the master bathroom that's farthest from that water heater, what do you do other than turn the hose, the faucet on, the hot faucet on, and let it run cold water down the drain until you get the hot water delivered that you're looking for? Well, you can put a circulating pump on those traditional water heaters. And if you do, I would encourage you to get one with a timer. And a perfect example is the timer on our water heater goes on at 4:30 in the morning, and it goes off at 7:30. All of our morning showers are done by then. Then it sits quietly and silently all by itself until about 5:30 in the evening, and we ask it to come back on for about an hour. That's all it takes to stir it up and get it all hot again. So you're only running that pump 3 or 4 hours a day. Don't run that pump all day long, keeping hot water through all your house while you're away at work. Very inefficient, can be very costly. If you want circulating pump, get it with a timer.